Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen's Jubilee winds down today, an event none of us will ever see again in our lifetime. To have a monarch serve 70 years, clearly Charles won't live into his 140s, and William would need to ascend very soon, requiring some tragedy in between, plus serve until around the age of 110, leaving Prince George the only possible chance at another platinum jubilee, but now add 70 years to your own age and, yeah, enjoy this one. Today there will be a big jubilee lunch and platinum jubilee pageant in which artistic performers, dancers, musicians, military personnel, key workers and volunteers will unite to bring iconic moments from the Queen's reign to life in a festival of creativity. Starting at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, the pageant will involve a River of Hope section that will comprise 200 silk flags parading down the mall like a river. Schoolchildren have been invited to create a picture of their hopes and aspirations for the planet over the next 70 years, a selection of which will be shown on the silk flags. The New York Post reports Kim Kardashian was snubbed from official VIP events to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II, according to reports. A source said, Kim Kardashian wanted tickets for her and Pete Davidson to attend Trooping the Colour. The Queen's birthday parade was the hottest ticket in town, but they were turned down as all the tickets had gone to family members of servicemen and military VIPs. There are some tickets you just can't buy, the source said, insisting that the royal family does not need American reality TV stars. The biggest celebrities in the world are already there, the British royal family. Kim then suffered similar humiliation while trying to get tickets for Platinum Party at the Palace on Saturday, even after saying she didn't mind if they were not VIP, another source told the Daily Mail. Kim's rep denied the reports, telling Page Six that she was only in London to support Davidson. Pete was working on a secret project in London and Kim was there to support him, the rep said, insisting that she flew back to LA before the celebrations kicked off for a planned photo shoot, so she couldn't have attended anyway. Kim had a cover shoot back in LA yesterday that was planned a long time ago, the rep told Page Six. One of the standout performers of the Queen's birthday parade was the wolfhound nicknamed Seamus, the official regimental mascot of the Irish Guards. The dog, whose full name is Turla Moore, marched alongside his handler, the drummer Adam Walsh. Walsh said, A lot of lads have bigger parts to play than me and Seamus, but me and him still need to get it all correct. Walsh has said he never met a dog like Seamus. He's not nervous. I'm the one who's nervous, so he's going to be the one who keeps me on track. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Maureen Lipman writes in the Daily Mail under the headline, Walk 1 mile in the Queen's shoes, then say she's pointless. I make no bones about it. I am a royalist. I love and respect Queen Elizabeth more than any other world figure. To those who want a republic, wish we were headed by one of the cast of Love Island and fail to see the irony of having a head of state who changes every 4 years from bluff man in flat cap to tough in trews and sends Katie Price or James Corden to launch a ship, I say on your own crown be it. Our Queen has led by example. There are few words from her, or reprimands, or even oblique suggestions, but just look at her, a mother for 73 years, a working wife and student of people of all classes and races, a traveller, a diligent administrator, a prodigious hostess, a giver of prizes, a knowledgeable observer of sports, the arts and science, world politics and progress, one who has remained constant and alert through 14 prime ministers, someone who is, of necessity, always on guard, preternaturally discreet, greeting partisan and populists and erstwhile terrorists with calm. Although if you study the choice of flowers in the background or the brooches or beads she wears, a careful student might discern her true leanings. There were blue and yellow flowers on the side table in her last broadcast during the terrible Ukraine war. She is never overtly political, but she is truly a liberal. Oh, you Corbynistas and champagne socialists yearning for the final days of royalty's privileges, why not walk a mile in her shoes? See how much you value your own freedom from duty and responsibility, and how wearisome it is to be the guardian of the church, and all the traditions and heritages of an entire country, and still be current and aware of every changing trend in a multicultural land. And from the BBC, the 1977 Silver Jubilee was a chance to pause, with much of the reign to come, to look both forward and backward. The 2002 Golden Jubilee was a reset after a storm-tossed decade of scandal, divorces and missteps. In 2012, the Diamond Jubilee was a reaffirmation of the Queen's place in the nation's affections. This Platinum Jubilee will be different, because this is farewell. Not to the Queen herself, she is, insiders say, except for her mobility problems and good health. Nor to the Queen as sovereign. There is no suggestion of any formal change in constitutional role. But this weekend is a farewell to 7 decades of public service to the nation, of her presence at the formal events each year that mark out the public sphere. A return to the ceremonies of state seems unlikely. When the Queen is seen now, it is at events that are closer to her private affections than her public duties. An era is drawing to a close. And with this jubilee, the nation has a chance to mark it with celebration and with thanks. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.